This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
Welcome back, host. Have a great show.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Paul? Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot to talk about today on Agenda 21 Radio, so we're going to get right down to it. I do believe that we do have some breaking stories. We have two of them, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. And by the way, both of these are hugely significant. And with us right now, I do believe we do have Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. Scott, are you with us?
Yeah, hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? I'm looking at some breaking news, not only, I guess it's only on Drudge right now, but it's written in red letters. And anytime I see red letter words on Drudge, I get a little suspect. But you have some breaking news for us.
New York Times broke the story. Anthony Weiner to plead guilty to resolve sexting inquiry. Anthony Weiner, the Democratic congressman whose sexting scandals ended the political career and embroiled him in a tumultuous FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton before the election, is to appear in federal courtroom in Manhattan on Friday to enter a guilty plea.
Now, this is interesting timing, given the circumstances around Donald Trump, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to state the obvious here, ladies and gentlemen, but they're wanting to impeach Donald Trump. And I wonder why they're squirming like little monsters that they are. I'm sorry. I just had to put that one in there, Scott. But, you know, we in the alternative media with our tinfoil hats on, gee, this is what we thought was going to happen all along now, isn't it?
It's so true. You know, this is a situation. You know, we've been talking about Mueller, and like, you know, I don't think he's going to find anything about collusion. In fact, Dianne Feinstein, California senator, was just asked, and she said, there's no collusion. Yeah, I still haven't found any collusion. Maxine Waters, no collusion. And I think that the investigation was going to take a turn right down the pike of, I think they want this to be a done deal. No more investigation into Anthony Weiner and Uma Abedin.
Right. Well, I mean, I think this is part of the, you know, part of the pie, if you will, of this.
They want to close the case.
Yeah, they want to close the case. And they want to close the Anthony Weiner case, but they also want to close the Russian case as well, because I really believe, and I'm gonna go on some hunches here, ladies and gentlemen, but I was watching the news coverage of the senators that were coming out of the briefing yesterday. It's supposed to be a closed session briefing, but the senators come right out and speak about it right to the press, which I'm not too sure I understand that one, Scott. But I guess it was a top secret meeting, but no secrets any longer. But I was judging by body language and attitude, Republican and Democrat, that their whole demeanor of these people had taken a turn for the worse. This was the briefing in which they're talking about the special counsel and so on. What say you on that?
What the special? Which briefing?
Well, I think just putting the whole totality of this whole all these events together, I think came to a head yesterday when Rosenstein, is it, met with
Rosenstein. And what happened was he had the closed meeting,
right?
And one Democrat after night. What was interesting about that is it was called, a gaggle, a press gaggle of some sort, you know, where they
stakeout.
They call it a
stakeout, right?
Yeah, stakeout. And Catherine Herridge is really leading that, but in any case, Claire McCaskill would come out and say one thing, and then another senator would say something else, and they were trying to make it look like it was more of a criminal thing, and yet then someone else would say that Rosenstein really didn't come out with anything new. He didn't reveal anything. He was keeping tight vest with regard to specifics. And so you still see the Democrats spinning as much as they possibly can, and it seemed like the conservatives were sort of like, we didn't learn anything here. There was nothing here.
But,
and they're not going to find anything here. And then when you take a look at what Trump had with the, when he was alongside Juan Manuel Santos,
mm-hmm,
of Colombia,
right?
He basically just laid down the gauntlet and said, no, there's nothing there. And then there's rumors that Comey is starting to be revealed as being very unhappy with the way he was let go, and that this was a reaction to that. That's why the reporter who broke the story regarding the memo, a New York Times reporter,
right.
was actually caught lying with the San Bernardino case. He lied about that case and was reprimanded for that. And here is a memo that he didn't even get to see. It was just read to him. So there's a lot of false press going on here, and it's going to be busted wide open.
We have a, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fake news advisory. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio and the Scott Adams Show, a fake news, Red State Talk Radio, a fake news advisory.
That's a good one.
I mean, really, what this is. Let's take for a second, how much time? We've got a couple minutes. Let's take for a second a look at the Donald Trump situation and just go on the premise that Donald's 100% correct. Now, I'm in that camp, by the way, but if, in fact, they bring in Mueller, who's the investigation really going to be about if there's no there for Donald Trump? You know what I mean? It's going to be about the Democrats.
Well,
that's why
it's going to start off with the Podestas. It's going to go right into the
Wienergate.
It's then going to go over to Hillary.
Yep.
You know, those books on Clinton Cash and Shattered, they didn't come out of thin air. There was a lot of fact-finding in those books.
Right. Especially Clinton Cash. I've used that reference many, many times. And, there's another one, too, that's going to crop up. And just a little side note, there's going to be some more books and stuff written and more outing by some of these people. I don't know how this could tie in, but Trevor Loudon is coming out with a book about communists and insiders and stuff like that. And I have a feeling this book and this video and movie that's coming out is touching upon some of this as well. So, and I just threw that out there because I talked to Trevor yesterday, and I'm sitting there thinking, this is all gonna. I think this is all gonna come to some sort of fruition here. That and I think that's why the Democrats, as they came out and marched out, even Republicans, even Rubio, there's a different kind of seriousness going on in that whole group. It was kind of like they got the bejesus scared out of them. And I wonder if it's the fact that it was revealed by Rosenstein that, you know, this investigation is now out of your hands and it's in our hands. And guess what? You may be the subject of some investigations, talking to some of the Democrats and other people. This is going to lead to bigger things. You got this Wiener thing being solved today. Hello, that's called a clue, isn't it? I'm just kind of giddy.
With a little bit of time we have left, I actually think, well, I have lots of time, but you know, I think that the snake head was built by Obama. There was a lot of liberals at the top of the FBI, but I think when you look at Donald Trump's position on law enforcement, I think there's a lot of FBI agents that love Donald Trump. And so I just think that, you know, when you replace the head of the FBI, you don't have such a corrupt, liberal, biased FBI anymore.
That's right. No, you have the honest FBI. That's, in fact, I've alluded to that many times about the honest FBI is now in town, and especially here in California. As I say, the proctologist has now shown up in the state capitol. Scott, we got the music coming up. Can I keep you for one more segment? We have a lot of breaking news here on the West Coast as well about Oroville Dam and some other things. So anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More of Scott Adams here. Breaking news about Anthony Weiner. Go figure. The Weiner enters into the fray of Donald Trump. And what about those Democrats? Are they going to be investigated, including Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama? Maybe. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And two national stories that we're kind of breaking here on Agenda 21 Radio, along with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio, taking the lead on this, actually. Big story here in California. Big story in California, and we're breaking it here on Agenda 21 Radio, is what is underneath Oroville Dam. It's just not the Hyatt Power Plant. In fact, a top-secret research laboratory is located underneath the Oroville Dam. Okay, now that we have that one out, well, let's talk about Anthony Weiner, because this is a big story. And I'm sure that we're stunning some people right now, and the people that have been following this whole disaster out here in Oroville. But this is a big, big story. Yeah, there's a top secret. It's no longer a top secret laboratory operated by California University of California, Berkeley. Yep, that group out there has been out there for years, and we're breaking that story. We're going to be talking about it when we get done talking about what's going on with Anthony Weiner. And, you know, there's so many things to this, Scott, and I want to say kudos to you and your show, Red State Talk Radio, also, for keeping the Seth Rich story alive, because a lot of people just shoved it off. But you've been on my show many times. I know you've talked about it numerous times on your show to your audience out there. It's absolutely been a barn burner, and now all of a sudden Seth Rich appears, and I think we're going to start to see some other activity around that case, vis-a-vis what we've seen here with the Anthony Weiner pleading today guilty to charges of sexting.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but, you know, Rod Wheeler is a detective. He's a Fox contributor. He's on this case. He's a seasoned detective. And he was told by his source, who was the Washington, D.C. police officer, that they found evidence on a laptop that they sent a lot of emails, thousands of emails to Julian Assange and to WikiLeaks and to his assistants. Incidentally, Julian Assange, Sweden, dropped the rape case against him.
Oh, that's my. Kind of I just love it when a plan starts to come together, don't you?
Yeah. And then you have the Washington, D.C. police officer saying he was told not to investigate that lead. Now, the same thing, I think, happened with the New York Police Department. They found a laptop in their investigation of Anthony Weiner, or maybe it was another division of the FBI, but they were told not to investigate that leak, that was going to be brought into the Clinton cover-up, which is what Comey was really doing. And so the whole ouster of Comey was the basic wall of justice,
right,
or lack of justice, wall of obstruction of justice, the wall that obstructed justice is what I want to say. And he was that wall. And when that wall came crumbling down, the beginning of that wall crumbling was, in fact, when Donald Trump called up California Republican congressman who was the head of the Intelligence Committee. What's his name? Well,
yeah,
Schiff and Senator.
Oh, it was, well, God, what's his name now? Hispanic fellow.
Yeah. Well, when he was called in, right, and he was called in, he went to the White House to a skiff, to look at the data. What happened then was he said, I saw some things here that just blew my mind. And I believe that Trump, he's inquisitive, right? He's the president. He has access to all the intelligence. He has access to everything. You better believe he's going to find out the right bits of information, and he's going to make sure that Mueller finds them. And there's going to be nothing that Mueller can do, because Mueller's going to get in and do his investigation, and he's going to have evidence that's pertinent to all these other cases right in front of him that he's going to have to act upon. And when he does not, if he were to choose not to act on it, the president's going to be able to call him on it because the president already has the information.
That's right. You know, this is kind of an interesting set of circumstances is that, you know, I've said this, that the president has the keys to the realm. And this is, go ahead, and I think he's playing along with it. Go ahead, do your impeachment business and get this and really, really sink yourself deeper and deeper and deeper because I've got the information you don't have.
Well, Paul, what better way to sink the Clintons than to do it with a special prosecutor that all the liberals have gone on record now as saying that they got what they wanted and they like what they have?
100%.
Well, now
I think
Albert Mueller, you got him. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Yep. I mean, what a trap. I mean, and, you know, this is the thing. I've been kind of silent about Donald. I mean, and you know, because you just learn these things about the guy. Just give people rope, and they hang themselves.
Exactly.
That I hate to be sounding so positive about this.
No, but, you know, that's the thing. So, you know, I really think that Mueller, if he does his job right, he's going to find out a lot more information about Seth Rich. I mean, we all know what kind of violations were going in play with the Uranium One deal, with the Bill Clinton $750,000 speeches, with all of the corruption that went on under the Obama administration that was not investigated because we had a liberal press and we had a Loretta Lynch or an Eric Holder and a James Comey. That was an ingredient that said that you were untouchable. That's basically like having a brother who's a judge and a father who's a police officer, you know, an investigator. You know, it was impossible to have justice. And by the way, did anyone ever do jail time like Loretta Lynch or anyone related to Fast and Furious or anything related to any of these scandals? No, there was never any justice. And in fact, those who lied and obfuscated and played ball like Susan Rice got promoted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's just a classic thing. You know, I used to see this all the time in the education business where you'd have these liberals who did that all the time. And then they not only did they promote themselves, but they would award people things. They'd give them awards, have award ceremonies, elaborate award ceremonies for lying and being deceitful. And, you know, it's just patent. I mean, this is just what they do. And everybody's like befuddled. Oh, my God, they're getting an award. I mean, so it shuts the critics up in a public fashion. But, you know, see, we're on to that kind of stuff now. I mean, and I really think it's the alternative media that's really been able to blow that sort of stuff out. I guess the bigger question that's starting to happen, and we're running up against the clock here, I guess the bigger question is how long is this going to take the fall of the Democratic Party? Because that's really what this is going to amount to. And, again, getting into that Seth Rich investigation, I'm really excited about that we're going to get to the truth of that one. And that's the voter fraud issue. And Scott, much for the 3 million votes that Hillary Clinton got above and beyond Donald Trump in California, that's going to evaporate, that whole thing. If you look at the data behind that, it's, you know, like I said, the proctologist is in town in Sacramento. And, you know, these people should be fearing the FBI at this point. But the bigger point I want to get to, one of the real quick ones, is that, yes, the FBI agents, the good FBI, is there for Donald Trump. And I really believe that's what happened in the Wiener case. That's exactly what's happening in all these other cases as well. And I think that's what Rosenstein told the Democrats yesterday. The FBI is on his side. Hello.
Absolutely. You know, and he is the law and order president. He has reached out to the police officers across America more than any other president that I can remember. And when you can juxtapose that with Obama being anti-police, making statements like the police are racist.
It also,
he grew up where when you hear the lock on the door, he would know what that was about. I mean, ridiculous.
It also explains why Feinstein is now all of a sudden in Donald Trump's camp saying, oh, I don't know anything. And all these other Democrats, I don't know anything. I don't see any evidence, blah, blah, blah. But it's the same old story they're copping out. Anyway, Scott, thanks for being with us. I know you got to run for time, and I really appreciate you being on the show with us here on Agenda 21
Thank you.
Radio.
Love your show.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks a lot. Great job. Uh-huh. Great job in all this stuff for Scott Adams, I'll tell you. He has been behind all this stuff that has been going on and been we've been talking about here. Anyway, Big news coming up in the next segment, and if you are driving a car, you might want to not just put your hands in the 10 and 2 position, but you might want to actually pull over on the side of the road, because the information we're going to reveal and get you started on, get you ruminating on, is going to blow you away. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or 821r.com. Either one will get you there. Also, you can email me, Paul at agenda21radio.news or Paul at 821r.com. Sponsors of the show, numana.com/agenda for all your survival and prepper needs. numana.com/agenda. Get you to our website for all of your prepper needs. Okay, so big stories going on. Julian Assange, rape charges dropped against him. They still want to extradite him to the United States. Somebody does, and charge him here for whatever. And, of course, this is a big revelation. We also have the Anthony Weiner. He's going to plead guilty. Boy, do they want to get that one off the docket. And it's, of course, been gushing out facts and information about pedophile rings all around the world. And my last count and understanding a couple of days ago was that you have well over 2,000 suspects in custody as a result of the bleed out from Anthony Weiner's laptop. Now, this whole revelation that's going on about the laptop and Anthony Weiner is enormous, because this just speaks volumes about what's going on. It's almost a tit for tat sort of thing, where you have the swamp was speaking yesterday, and it looks like they've got an independent counsel. Mueller has come in, and impeachment can't be that far off. That's what everybody's been raging about on the other side. Of course, there's no there to speak of there about any of the Russian contacts and so on. So there's no case. In fact, all of a sudden, squealing like liberal stuffed pigs is you have Dianne Feinstein saying, oh, there is no connection. We don't see any evidence. They're all starting to sing that tune. There is no evidence. All of a sudden yesterday, after yesterday's meeting, I think with Rosenstein, I think that was a telling thing, and we're going to have some clips for you. But first, of course, the big story that we have here on Agenda 21 Radio is the revelation that there is an underground laboratory underneath Oroville Dam. It's not just the Hyatt power plant, but it's also another portion of a top secret, I guess you would say, laboratory that's been there since the dam was built and is a product of the Cold War. And this dam is slated to be, laboratory is slated to be decommissioned and cleaned up. There's Superfund money available for a cleanup. We are unsure at this point in time. And again, this is a breaking story to us. We've got a vast amount of information to go through. But it is, of course, pertinent to the research that we're doing into Oroville Dam. And a lot of it happening now in focus in terms of the research on the dam structure itself and what's underneath it. And a lot of people don't understand this is a so-called power plant underneath Oroville Dam. It's underneath the dam structure itself. The power plant is. So it's sort of an under, but underneath that is another laboratory, supposedly about a football field size laboratory underneath the dam, and obviously built during the Cold War, because the Oroville Dam itself was built in the during the Cold War. It started really in construction phase with Edmund G. Pat Brown, Jerry Brown's dad. 1958, he became governor of California, Edmund G. Pat Brown. And so the birth of Oroville Dam started at that point in time. It was the height of the Cold War in the 50s. And as we rightfully point out in the article that we have posted up on Agenda 21 Radio, a lot of things were happening. I mean, I can remember distinctly in those years doing duck and cover drills to protect us from nuclear explosions. Well, of course, duck and cover drills with nuclear explosions were pretty well vaporized if there was a nuclear weapon floating around. We knew that. Well, we didn't know all the details. We didn't know about ourselves being turned into subatomic particles. Something to think about. But also Francis Gary Powers, really, at that point in time. I think Francis Gary Powers was 1959. Kind of interesting. U-2 pilot who was shot down over the Soviet Union. Spying on the Soviet Union. And big trial, big show, monkey trial, that sort of thing. And, Nikita Khrushchev, he was at the tail end of Eisenhower's, I guess you can say, reign as president. Remember, it was Dwight David Eisenhower who was elected president of the United States in, 1954, taking the place of Harry Truman. Harry Truman, of course, was preceded by Roosevelt during the Depression and Cold War. All that stuff, the historical context, so you get it. And then in 1960, it was the defeat of Nixon and Kennedy became president. So right at the Cold War, height of it, and then we have the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that was in 63. So you had the short period of Kennedy, and then you had Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson, then to Richard Nixon to Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan to George Bush the senior, then Bill Clinton, George Bush the younger, 8 years, and then you had President Barack Hussein Obama, and now you have Donald Trump. And in all those years, underneath Oroville Dam from 1968, when Ronald Reagan became governor of California, taken beating and defeating Edmund G. Brown Jr. When Ronald Reagan became governor of California, he started, well, he was there at the opening ceremony of, you guessed it, Oroville Dam. I think it was 1967 he became governor. But by 1968, he was there at the opening of Oroville Dam. And underneath that dam, a top secret laboratory. Now, people want to know what in the heck that secret was all about, and we're going to be revealing the secrets of that laboratory underneath the Oroville Dam. And I know this is breaking news. It's news that I'm getting just flashed around here like crazy. But, you know, this is the reality check. We have several pieces in the article that we have up there right now. We're going to add, this is a part one. We have about six parts of this expose that's going to come out. Couple of interesting YouTubes that we have posted up there, one by Perth Observer Channel, which outlines a lot of the deep, dark secrets. We also have copies of a book that explain some of the activities between Oak Ridge and the facility there in Oroville, and we're going to be deciphering that. We have a lot of this turned over to our own scientific group who helps us out here on Agenda 21 Radio from time to time, and some of these are top flight people, so we're getting information about all this. But it's a secret that nobody has known about or wanted to talk about at the base of underneath Oroville Dam. And it's a perfect location if you need water. A perfect location if you need depth. It's a perfect location to count neutrinos. And the subatomic particles that go into nuclear weapons and communications and all kinds of things. So as we open up this story about what's underneath Oroville Dam, it's going to be stunning to you. And it shows you and answers a lot of questions about what we've been experiencing here. All of us that have been in the shadow of Oroville Dam, all of us that nearly lost our lives, all 200,000 of us that nearly lost our lives on February 12th, 2017. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and breaking news. Scientific laboratory underneath Oroville Dam. No one wants to talk about it. It's been out. I mean, it's to some people, it's not news at all. But to the general public that has been living in the shadow of Oroville Dam, and we're talking about 2.5 million people here in Northern California. And by the way, the dam goes, it affects food production all around the world. And could cause a famine all around the world. So, I mean, you know, just not just 2.5 million, but millions of people around the world if the dam was to fail. And the dam is in serious failure mode. But the understanding that no wonder they've been trying to protect everything, no wonder there's been, at the dam itself, it's not really a FERC dam. FERC doesn't influence anything over the dam. I mean, there's so many questions that have now been answered by this story. And we're going to continue to follow this story as it goes through. And like I said, it'll be about six-part series. Six. That's a lot of parts. But I think it's important that we get this news and information out. It's not top secret. We're not revealing any secrets that are not found on the Internet. I mean, all this stuff. And I guess the bigger question is, why has it been so top secret when it's not top secret? And why have people been playing games at the Department of Water Resources and even the federal government to try, and certainly Berkeley, to try and protect what's there? I think it has to do with the called Superfund and the cleanup and the pollutants. That's just me. But I'm, you know, a suspicious kind of guy. Anyway, but we have other things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Go figure. And the president, as you know, is leaving. Maybe you don't know, but he's leaving on a tour. It's Drudge. And again, once again, it's Friday. It's Friday. We have Drudge Friday, I guess you can say. But Donald of Arabia is the picture that we're seeing here. Donald of Arabia. And again, 15,600-mile diplomacy tour. He's not in his own jet, but he happens to be on Air Force One. It's going to be an interesting little tour because he's going to Saudi Arabia first. Now, remember, it was Obama, his first trip he took as president was to Egypt. See, I just love it when we can go back into the memory vault of Agenda 21 Radio, and we can bring you the information about what Obama did when he became president in his first year. And it's interesting that the president is going to visit the Middle East first. Well, I mean, I think he's got some stops at the Vatican. He's going to meet with the Pope and all that good stuff. And, of course, Israel. But he's going to be making some major speeches in front of a lot of Sunni Muslim countries in the Middle East. And I find it interesting that he's selected to go to the Middle East first, just like Obama went to the Middle East first. Because it's obviously going to be 180 degrees off from what Obama was talking about when he visited with, well, the Sunni Muslims of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And he gave his great Cairo speech, which ultimately inflamed the Middle East and brought about the Arab Spring, the fall of Mubarak in Egypt, and all the rest of the countries there, especially countries that were very friendly to the United States. Mubarak in Egypt was very friendly to the United States, and it's kind of interesting. They had, I think, one of the top economies going on. I mean, their economic explosion under Mubarak at that point in time back in 2009 was exceptional. And I know that Chris Street was on the show many, many times talking and explaining about the explosion that had taken place under Mubarak, and then all of a sudden to be replaced by the Muslim Brotherhood. Morsi was his name. He was president of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he, of course, Mubarak and prior people had outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood. This is the organization that some people would call it Marxist organization, but it had Nazi roots. It was Adolf Hitler who helped to form it with Al-Banna, and it was the insistence of Obama that they be present in the theater where he gave his speech in Cairo. Now, I don't know about you, but the insistence of the President of the United States saying, I have to have this outlawed group from in your country, Mubarak, in that theater. Well, Mubarak didn't attend. Of course not. Breaking the law right there in front of him. And the president was forcing him to do that. He was putting Mubarak's face right in it. Now, Mubarak, longtime friend of the United States, we trained his military. We were supplying military equipment to Egypt at the time, and had been for a long time. He was a stabilizing force in the Middle East. But all that had to be turned upside down by President Barack Hussein Obama. That's why that speech was given in front of the Muslim Brotherhood, go figure. Now, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood, knowing that the vacuum of the Nazis was gone, started to join up with the communist, the Soviet Union. Oh, after World War II. Yeah, I mean, totalitarians love totalitarians, right? Now, we know that they chummed up with the Soviet Union, and Russia started to give a lot of support to Egypt at the time after World War II. They helped to build a huge dam there. I can't remember the name of that dam. The Soviets did. So after Israel defeated Egypt in 67 and the other wars that they had, they started to really become friends, Mubarak did, with the United States. That's how that history came about. And one of the things they needed to control in their own country was this Nazi Marxist organization called the Muslim Brotherhood. That's why Mubarak put them, I guess, out and said, you're outlawed, verboten from any kind of public service. I mean, the stuff that was going on with the Muslim Brotherhood, radicalization of Sunni Muslims by the Salafists, was just over the top, but Obama embraced them. As Obama embraced them in the White House and allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to come in and be employed by the White House, even. Not just visit, but be employed. Now, what does that tell you about the president who would do that? Well, Donald Trump, he's going over there to erase all that. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pleasant and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, 821r.com. And you can call in the next 2 hours. We're going to open up the phone lines. And that number is 215-867-8255. And we're going to be talking about all the... I mean, it's just another slam dunk news day. You know, it's just never ending. And what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen on Sunday? It's going to be just a news-alicious set of days ahead of us. And so we're going to be talking, yes, definitely about the Oroville Dam story that we've got up right now. And please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com or paul@agenda21radio. I'm trying to get all this stuff in. I mean, I'm just kind of in a panic run here. And I have not even had a single cup of coffee this morning. I am a little edgy. A little bit edgy. So I'm going to go brew myself some coffee and have some in the next hour so I can kind of get a little bit beyond the breaking stories. I mean, it's just absolutely a fabulous news day, I guess, if you're an aficionado of the news. So visit our website at agenda21radio.news. We're going to be talking about the Donald's trip to the Middle East. We're going to be talking about Oroville Dam. We're going to be talking about the Anthony Weiner case and some other cases that have cropped up as well. And what does it mean going forward? I think the swamp Well, the other end is being drained, I think. Comey was one end, and now we've got the other end. Are the Dems bothered? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.